While the initial plan of the brothers is to get rid of Yosef, to kill Yosef, Reuven convinces them, let's not kill him, let's throw him in the pit. The reason being is that Yosef knows, I'm going to come back and I'm going to save Yosef. While Reuven is no longer there, he's absent for a moment of time. Yosef ends up being sold to different people, the Ishmaelim, Midyanim, and he ends up in Mitzrayim. But the Midrash asks, and quoted by Rashi, where was Reuven? He makes the plan. He's supposed to go back and pull Yosef out of the pit. Where is he? So the Midrash says that Reuven went to go daven as part of his ongoing efforts to get forgiveness for the sin of with Bilhah. In this context, the Midrash says that it was a great thing that Reuven does. And in fact, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says in an unbelievable thing to Reuven, that no one before had ever sinned and done tshuva. You were the first to introduce tshuva into the world. And the question is, tshuva, doesn't Adam do tshuva? Doesn't Cain do tshuva? What exactly does it mean that Reuven, in this moment of time that he wasn't there, was going to daven to get forgiveness, and he's the first person to do tshuva? How could it be? So Ksav Sofer explains that Reuven was the first sinner that might have thought, you know what, I did something wrong, but it's okay. I'll just do a mitzvah and I'll balance it out. Reuven, when he intervened, it seemed, and he averted this major tragedy, I balanced the scales. I did something bad and now I did something really, really good. Doesn't that seem to work? When it comes to Adam, when it comes to Cain, they had no other mitzvahs. The only avenue they had, the only vehicle they could do to get forgiveness was tshuva itself. But maybe, thought Reuven, I'll balance it out. And we see from Reuven, he doesn't balance it out. He also goes ahead and davens and does tshuva. So in that context, explains the Ksav Sofer, that is the new idea of tshuva. Tshuva that, realizing that no matter what we do, as Rabbi Soloveitchik says, anytime we sin, it impacts us negatively. And we have to do tshuva for that. But Rabbi Yaakov Naiman and his great sefer, the Darchei Musar, suggests a different approach, a beautiful idea of what does it mean to do tshuva. What happened with the sin with Bilhah? After Rachel's death, Yaakov moves into the tent of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, indicating that now Bilhah was his primary wife. Reuven, who was Leah's oldest, saw this as an affront to his mother, and he wanted to defend her honor by moving his father's bed to her tent. But that was not a kavod. That was a very blatant disrespect for Yaakov. It was not kibbutz. Reuven's wrongdoing, though, is not the classic sin in that I had a lapse, I didn't care. Here was a sin that was justified. Here was a sin that had legs to it, that had reason, that had a basis for it. And potentially one could have argued, I don't have to do tshuva. That was the right thing. I was justified in what I did. The fact that Reuven does tshuva, what does he introduce to the world for the first time? Sincere and heartfelt tshuva for innocent, so to speak, mistakes. Sins and chataim that could be given some kind of justification. Even a meritorious, look at what I did. That tshuva sets the precedent that even though sometimes we want to self-justify, it's okay what I did. The idea that we have to do tshuva, that we have to always ask forgiveness from each other, specifically from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in situations where we can find the basis, that's what Reuven introduces into the world.